I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. We look again at Kenya, where young protesters and established church leaders continue to clash. A local partner with FMI says the streets of Nairobi are calm again after nationwide protest on Monday turned deadly. But the unrest is not over. Kenya's president has ordered officers to shoot protesters in the legs if they are seen vandalizing property. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
"The president's comments sparked nationwide outrage, and many Kenyans see this as state-endorsed brutality amid an already tense political climate."
One FMI-supported pastor calls this wave of protests more than just politically motivated.
He says it's spiritual and generational. He says the Gen Z protesters long for justice, inclusion in a national dialogue about sustainable policies, and a future with hope.
Pray as church leaders strive to meet the next generation with the true hope of Christ. Then, if you long to know more of God and His power in your life, a new radio program might be for you. Mission 66 from Transworld Radio is a chapter-by-chapter journey through the Bible. Its two co-hosts are eager to help Scripture come to life for you. One of them is John Paul Davis, a freelance broadcaster from Wales.
People are looking for something that only God can offer. Jesus also says, well, what is the truth? Well, I am the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that message, I think, is something that in Wales and in every country in the world that people are longing for, that sense of hope and encouragement.
Take the chance to focus in on Scripture with friends. Tune into Mission 66 and please join in praying that God will open the hearts of every listener to receive from His Word. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners are supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.